On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
McCarthy going deep. Florida end zone. Intercepted! Nashawn Wright, who had a pick six against McCarthy in week one with a terrific pick.
Ray Renford all in one play. And from up here, it looked like a decent throw, but the length and the size of Nashawn Wright going up over Addison just covers him up so easily. What a high point.
Wow.
You don't see that from defensive backs much, going up over the top and making those plays. McCarthy wasn't expecting it. Frustrating to move all the way down into scoring range and then giving it up.
That's the way it sounded with Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt on the call from Fox Sports. Tom Rinaldi and Aaron Andrews, part of that crew as well. You watched it. Bears came out with the dub over the Minnesota Vikings. First division win in the head coaching career of Ben Johnson as the Bears were 0-2 on the season in divisional play. Their first two games of the season they lost. One of those was against those very same Minnesota Vikings at home, opening things up at Soldier Field. I'm Anthony Herron. This is the Post-Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears now at 7-3, first place in the NFC North. Exciting times out at Hallis Hall. And I'm taking you up to Bulls basketball, where tonight the Bulls road trip continues in Utah against the Jazz. Pregame coverage is coming up at 6:45, tip off at 7 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls radio network powered by Heli Forklifts. But Nashawn Wright, a player that he played his college career at Oregon State, transferred into Oregon State, had the pleasure of calling some of those Oregon State games that he played in back in the day. And he's been a really talented football player throughout his football journey. And a lot of folks didn't recognize, and understandably so, I don't know that Nashawn Wright has millions of social media followers or anything along those lines yet, but he was playing the game today with a really heavy heart. And he put some things on social media the other day. And the post he had on his Twitter account, or what's now known as X, said, "My heart aches so much right now. Beam is the most down-to-earth person I've ever met. When my father was shot and killed, he came and knocked on my door and got me and my younger brother out of bed, and the rest is history. I'm glad I was able to speak with you one last time before this happened. I'll miss sitting in that office and talking about life, football, and finances, walking around that track. I could write a book about you. I'll love and miss you forever. Love you, Beam," with a broken heart emoji that he had there. And the post from Nashawn Wright is because his college coach, his junior college coach, and he was featured on Last Chance U, the Netflix series that I'm sure you've at least heard of if you haven't watched yourself. John Beam, his former college coach, was featured in that series for the work that he put in at that college, where he was viewed as the turning point in the lives of many young college football players who went on to success. And Deshaun Wright was one of many players who came out with sadness on social media about the fact that their former coach was fatally shot last Friday night, and their sadness that a lot of them felt. And so Deshaun Wright had multiple things burdening his spirit as he took the field today. Because just from a competitive perspective, you got to remember as well, this is also the former employer of Deshaun Wright. He was previously with the Minnesota Vikings in his football career. He was a third-round pick back in 2021 by the Cowboys, and then after the Cowboys moved on from him, he had most recently been on the practice squad with the Vikings. Vikings release him. The Bears immediately come in, scoop him up. And now he's having the best season of his young career by a long shot. And I was talking about Deshaun Wright on pregame coverage this morning, the show that I do with Fox 32, with Lou Kanellis, Cassie Carlson, Tina Wynn. We do a show called Bears Game Day Live over there. I always love when you guys watch and chime in. One of the segments that I do is my matchup of the week. And the matchup I picked was not the anticipated matchup between whoever's going to cover Justin Jefferson. And so with Jalen Johnson not being in the lineup, then Tyreek Stevenson, he's cornerback one. Now, Deshaun Wright has more interceptions on the season than Tyreek, but Tyreek is, at least going into the majority of the games, he's viewed as the Bears' best corner, best cover option. But that wasn't the matchup. The headline matchup coming into the game would have been or was going to be Tyreek Stevenson versus Justin Jefferson. What I really had my eye on, though, was Deshaun Wright versus Jordan Addison. And that ended up playing out to be really pivotal in the game. And I'm not here to say I'm some kind of soothsayer or anything like that. Got bad shoulders. I can only pat myself on the back so much here. But this is another time, whether it was the Bears' tight end position, led by Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet that I told you about a few weeks ago before the breakout game against the Cincinnati Bengals, whether it was the week after that with Darnell Wright matching up with the defensive front from the Giants and Brian Burns, or now today, my key matchup that I highlighted in Bears Game Day Live was Deshaun Wright versus Jordan Addison. And Jordan Addison is one of the most talented wide receivers in the National Football League. He'd be the top target on a number of teams in the sport. And one of the things that's so impressive about Addison is that he's not a big hulking player. He's not someone who has a physical advantage with his size or his wingspan on the majority of the guys he plays with. But at that moment of truth, on those 50-50 balls, one of the things that really separated Steve Smith from a number of other players is that if you threw it anywhere near him, he was going to find a way to come down with it. And Jordan Addison has a lot of that in his game, even though he's under 6 feet tall, under 180 pounds. But he goes and gets the contested grab like he's a guy who's 6'4", 215. He plays much bigger than his actual stature. And that matchup with Wright and Addison, you saw Wright have his moments like that interception he had today. And, you know, it looks like Deshaun Wright actually kind of learned from the previous moment against the Giants last week where there was an opportunity to pick off Jackson Dart in the end zone. And then at the very last second, the Giants receiver poked it away, used a little peanut punch to get the ball out. Today, Deshaun Wright went up, high-pointed the football like the former wide receiver that he is, made a great snag. And then if you watch closely, he kind of snatched the football away just as he's on the way to the ground just to make sure there wasn't going to be a chance for it to get poked away at the last moment. But really happy for Deshaun Wright for the season as a whole that he's put together. But then it seemed pretty obvious that he was relatively emotional after having that interception coming on the heels of a week that was very difficult for him as a competitor facing a team that, you know, moved on from him, but then also having his coach, one of his mentors, someone who's really special to him, losing that individual through gun violence just over a week ago. So that's just a few days ago, excuse me. So that was a special moment for Deshaun Wright. So I just wanted to make sure everyone was aware of what that moment meant, why he took the knee, and kind of what was going on there, because it didn't sound like Fox Sports was very aware of what was happening in the time. 312-644-6767. Let's go back out to the phone lines here. Joe, excuse me, Joe. Joe is in Cali, wants to get involved in the conversation on the Post Show. What's up, Joe?
Big Ed, big fan. You make me a smarter fan. Your analysis is excellent.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Question for you. In terms of Caleb, I have two plays in mind where he threw the ball, completed the throwing motion, and the defenseman, you know, they were running in, just tossed him onto the ground. You know, they weren't tackling him. They were pushing him, both hands on his pads, and, you know, hitting him on, you know, he's falling on his back. Did you notice any late hits like that, or am I just being overprotective of
him? We've seen it a lot in this town. And I appreciate the call, Joe. And I don't know if maybe we're all getting a little too sensitive to it or what, because I agree. And I try to be as even-handed as I can in the way that I watch officials work during the game. You know, Mitchell Trubisky, it felt like there was certainly some of that from mobile Bears quarterback. Justin Fields, who was an extremely mobile Bears quarterback, it felt like there were a bunch of times where Justin Fields would take hits that maybe – other guys around the league would draw a flag for some of the hits, the impact that he would take from defenders. Starting to get to that point now where we're seeing it happen a little bit with Caleb as well. And it's one thing for Caleb to be in a position where this lower body power that he possesses and the contact balance that we're more aware of and familiar with, for that to be a part of it where a defender is trying to wrestle Caleb Williams to the ground and isn't able to get him down, then that's one thing. And as an official, especially when Caleb's outside the pocket, I think some of that makes sense to kind of let it go. But when Caleb is obviously in a passing posture, even when he evacuates the pocket and he's running sideways and he's looking to sling the ball down the field, and he does have a habit of waiting until the last moment. Tom Brady talked about it during the game today. He'll wait till the last moment sometimes, just hoping, waiting to see if a teammate is going to declare themselves open before he gets rid of the football. And so he does expose himself to some additional punishment, some additional hits. But in that moment, when a defender still kind of chucks him to the ground or, you know, shoves him in the chest and Caleb sort of violently flies backwards, it does feel to me like, yeah, there are some of these moments that should be getting flagged, that I think for other quarterbacks would be getting flagged as a late hit. When Caleb is declaring himself as a runner, he's got the ball tucked away, he's lowering his shoulder, then yeah, he's fair game. But when he's still in a passing posture and he's running sideways and then he slings the ball and the defender takes a step or two and shoves him to the turf or runs up behind him and gets some additional shot on him, those are moments that I'm confident the Bears are sending those to the league, sending those to the supervisor of officials, and just trying to make sure that folks are going to be on top of this because, you know, they made quite an investment in Caleb as the number one overall pick. They're winning games with Caleb as the quarterback. They need him to be healthy. And that balance where they're not calling QB runs for Caleb hardly ever, but the way he extends the play, the way he runs around, then they want to make sure that defenders aren't going to feel like they can get a bunch of free shots on him, because it feels like that's happening a little bit here. Let's go back out to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. Bob is in Beverly, wants to know what's up with this Bears team. What's up, Bob? Oh, we were going to have our first Bob of the night, too. We lost Bob. No Bob on the Post Show. Well, let's do this, Tyler, because we were talking about Nashawn Wright a couple of moments ago, and he did have an opportunity to address the situation with his coach, John Beam. Here's what it sounded like with Jeff Joniak and Cole Wright and the coverage with Dave Wonstepp, one of our favorites here on the station. But they were able to have Nashawn Wright on their post-game show on the Marquee Sports Network talking about the loss of his coach, John Beam.
He meant the world to me. When my dad was killed, he came to my house and got me out of bed and someone I can confide in, someone that I love dearly. We talk once a week easily. Yeah. Really at loss for words. Yeah.
When did your father pass away?
My dad was killed in 2017. And yeah, Beam stepped in as a father figure, a father role. He did a lot for me and my brother, my family. He's been there every step of the way, and it won't stop. I gained the angel, so for sure.
It's a really special thing, and it can be sort of awkward to go through such a personal experience like that in front of a national audience. But that's what the case was for Nashawn Wright, and because it happened just a couple of nights ago here, I'm a little surprised that NFL on Fox, that the Fox Sports crew, with as much personnel as they have and as deep a dive as they tend to take with everything that's going on, I'm a little surprised that they seemed unaware of it. Unless I missed it, I don't think it came up at all when Nashawn Wright had that interception and took a knee in the back of the end zone. You know, you get into replays, and it was a really impressive pick. And so you get into the mode of wanting to break those things down, and that's exactly what Tom Brady got into. And just, I was just giving Tom Brady a hard time a moment ago about mispronouncing Kevin Byard's last name. But beyond that, just to sort of be fair about the role of the analyst during the game, Tom Brady's going into X's and O's mode. Like, here's the route. Here's what the quarterback saw. Here's the fundamentals and technique of the defensive back, why it worked, and, what was so impressive about the play that Nashawn Wright made there, and here's the game situation. I'm surprised there wasn't someone else within that, one of the best crews in television, that someone else, or even a producer or someone else behind the scenes, that someone didn't say, oh yeah, Nashawn Wright, here's the social media post from Friday. Here's what happened with his coach. Let's get into this story as well. It feels like they missed that. Again, unless I just missed it myself in the live watch of the game, but my impression is that didn't come up from them at all. So it surprised me, because we did talk about it here on Fox 32 this morning, myself and Luke Kanellis, and we were in studio. I was going through that matchup. It's out there for everyone to see on Nashawn Wright's Twitter account. But, happy for him that he had that moment and felt like it was something where he could, give some honor and pay homage to his former coach, a guy in John Beam who meant so much to him. So there's a lot of layers to a competitor in that scenario going through what Nashawn Wright was going through to be able to make that play happen. And it meant a lot to the Bears in that moment. One of the two takeaways, one of the two interceptions they had of J.J. McCarthy in the game. 312-644-6767. I'll take one last time out here as I'm leading you up to Bulls basketball here on The Score. Tonight, the Bulls road trip continues in Utah against the Jazz. Pregame coverage, it's coming up at 6:45, tip off at 7 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, presented by Helly Forklifts. Then, tune in all day tomorrow for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Judson Richards will be live starting at midnight, followed by Mully and Haw at 5:30, right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. One segment to go. Phone line still open at 312-644-6767. I am Anthony Herron. It's the Post Show, talking about the first place Chicago Bears, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Score.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It was incredible. Super proud of him. Super happy for him. I know he's been through a lot this week. I think his former junior college coach was, you know, tragically shot. So he was playing with a heavy heart today. So I just told him how much I was proud of him. And it's just a special moment to be able to get an interception, you know, after a tough week he's had.
That's the voice of Kevin Byard, as Tom Brady called him during the broadcast today. I'm Anthony Herron. This is the Post-Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Kevin Byard was talking about his teammate, Nashawn Wright, and the interception that he came up with during the game today, and alerting folks who may not have known what was sort of exceptionally special about that moment from Nashawn Wright with what had transpired in his, we'll call it his personal life. You know, he's not related to John Beam, but a very special man to him who stepped into his life even more closely after Nashawn Wright lost his own father. And so I'm glad Kevin Byard was willing and able to point that out and alert folks about that also, because I'm sure the locker room itself was very aware of everything that went into that. And you saw Al Harris giving him an additional hug, and Jaquan Brisker immediately running over and hugging him as Nashawn Wright took a knee after getting that interception in the end zone. So a special moment for Wright as a player and a playmaker in the midst of the best season he's had as a professional athlete. 312-644-6767 is the phone number to get involved in the conversation here on the Post-Post Show. Let's let Keith out in Indy get involved in the conversation here. What's happening, Keith?
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I had a couple of follow-up comments to make, and then I had a question for you. You were talking about how the Fox crew wasn't very engaged, or at least their research wasn't real in depth on the Bears and their season earlier. And one of them that struck me was when Tyson Bagent lined up, you know, out wide, and they had no information on the gadget play that they ran with him successfully a couple of games ago. And I, you know, that would have been, you know, something to remark about, you know, how successful that play was. The other thing was the face mask penalty on Travis Homer was right in front of the official, and they missed that. I mean, I don't know how they missed that. The guy, when the replay, you can see the official right behind him, you know. So, yeah, those are frustrating. But the question I had for you was, you know, they all remark about how the Bears' defensive stats are so bad, and I guess statistically you could, you know, in a mathematical way, you could assess it that way. But don't you think that the one game against the Bengals where they gave up like 500 yards of offense really warped their defensive stats?
I mean, maybe a little bit. And I appreciate the call, Keith. And I almost cracked a joke about Kevin, the guy who was Keith on the post-game show from last week. And Mully accidentally called him Kevin, and the guy starts spelling his name and whatnot. But I appreciate the call, Keith. I would say it's not only that one game that warped it. You go back to week two, 50 burger put on him at Ford Field by the Detroit Lions. That's a part of that as well. We've seen teams move the ball on the Bears defense. We've seen some success in that way. But overall, it's been a defense that has been effective enough at keeping touchdowns off the board. They've bowled up in the red zone. They've been really good on third downs. And the takeaways have been a key part in thwarting a lot of drives. But as far as yards and EPA per play, yards per play, the run defense as a whole, there's a lot the Bears could stand to improve on quite a bit. We've talked about the personnel a decent bit that's missing that would enhance the Bears' ability to play at a high level on defense also. Even in today's game where Tyreek Stevenson ends up going down, Nick McCloud has to step in there as well. So the secondary continues to be really banged up. But I think to Keith and Indy, to his point about the Fox broadcast as a whole, I think the crew is great. Tom Brady, I believe, is better as a game analyst this year as he was last year, which is only natural because he's done it more now. But Kevin Byard and the pronunciation of the last name, got a kick out of that. Here's the explanation I would try to give. Not an excuse, but an explanation for them seemingly not being aware. Like, I'm pretty confident they weren't aware of the Nashawn Wright storyline, because that's the kind of, tear-jerking sort of stuff that, Tom Rinaldi, who's a really nice guy, at times I've been around him, and one of the best storytellers in the industry, either him or Aaron Andrews, that would have made for a fantastic sideline report to have the significance of that moment be a part of the broadcast, because it just happened a couple of days ago. There's no reason to think the national audience would have been aware of it. I'm sure a number of Bears fans weren't even that aware of it yet because it's been so recent. And Nashawn Wright barely has more Twitter followers than I do, and I got like 3 Twitter followers. So, a lot of folks who may have known about it on social media, maybe some of you just learned about it for the first time if you saw what we were doing over on Fox 32 this morning. But that being said, the general sort of description of what happens in preparation for a football broadcast, or even really in game planning, the teams themselves focused most on the previous 4 games coming into a contest. Now, you're going to have analytics, metrics, and, of course, available film on every game and every snap of football from the team this year. But your most intensive game study will be done on the most recent 4 games, and then you'll count on broader staff to kind of help break down other things that have occurred earlier in the season also. TV broadcasts kind of handle things in a similar fashion. Like for me, I found out I'm going to have the Illinois at Wisconsin game. I'm going to call that one next Saturday for the Big Ten Network. So I'm going to watch the most recent 4 games from those 2 football teams, like every single snap in detail. And then the games prior to that, if I haven't already watched them, then I'm going to make sure I'm at least abreast of every other game this season, the biggest storylines, and, maybe condensed copies of some of those games because we're deeper into the year now. But I'll, again, give a little bit of grace for the other time Tyson Bagent came in. What do they call it, like new papa or new daddy or, something like that. Something in relation to Tyson Bagent recently having, or, he and his significant other recently having their first kid. That was the name of the play when Tyson Bagent came in. Caleb throws one backwards to Bagent. Bagent throws it back to Caleb. They pick up a chunk play. It did sound like maybe they weren't aware of that, or maybe they just decided not to reference it in the moment. But we watch every snap of every Bears game in great detail. Tom Rinaldi, Aaron Andrews, Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhart, they're calling different teams, different games each individual week of the season. So do I think they watched every single snap of the entire Bears season? I would say probably not. That one, I'm less surprised that they weren't completely aware that Tyson Bagent, if they weren't completely aware Tyson Bagent had already done something similar prior to that, that wouldn't be as shocking to me as I'm very surprised they weren't aware of what went down with Nashawn Wright Nashawn Wright's coach, John Beam, because he put it out there himself on social media a couple of nights ago. I do want to run through a few of my other notes from the game today, just some of the observations that I had while I've still got a few minutes to go with you here. Tremaine Edmonds, shout out to him for the level of play that we continue to see from the Bears linebacker. I've mentioned Nashawn Wright having the best season he's had as a professional athlete. I think Tremaine Edmonds is at least having the best season he's had as a member of the Chicago Bears, if not best season of his career. I don't want to go that far because I didn't study him as closely during his Buffalo Bills career as I've watched him here. But I'm certainly willing to say this best season he's had with the Bears, one of the best seasons of his career, perhaps the best. But I won't quite go that far with it, you know, with a definitive stamp. I will say one thing to keep an eye on. With the amount of motion, the volume of motion that the Bears use on their offense, it does seem to me that teams are starting to get a bit of a bead on the swing passes that Ben Johnson likes to run with the wide receivers. I've seen it come up more with DJ Moore when he's in motion. Saw it happen with Luther Burden in motion today too. Brings him in motion pre-snap, trying to outflank the defense, gain an edge, gain some leverage, and Caleb gets the snap, flips it out there, starting to see the edge of some of these opposing defenses, just able to be in position to make a play as you get that pre-snap motion coming across, and it feels like teams really have a sense for when Ben Johnson is looking to utilize that as a swing pass to one of the wideouts. He's just looking to get involved in the offense. They've gotten a beat on it with DJ Moore a bit recently, and we saw them, Vikings were all over that with Luther Burden today. So something I would say to keep an eye on, and I'm guessing the Bears are aware that teams seem to be snuffing that out a little bit coming up here as well. I like the successful QB sneak. I don't know how many QB sneaks the Bears have had success with this season off the top of my head, but it was good to see on a third and one that they were able to make that happen. And maybe my favorite drive offensively of the day was the 15-play drive where the Bears, you think some of the earlier drives that got down into the red zone and then there'd be like some, you know, false start or a hold or an illegal formation or something like that. Bears had a 15-play drive today that ended in a touchdown that it certainly wasn't hampered or negated by flags. And I'd have to go back and check the play-by-play of it if there were any flags at all on that drive. But the flag certainly didn't stand out in a way that really that negated their ability to score a touchdown. That, to me, is a big and significant sign of growth from this football team, because you think back to the earlier portion of the season, they had some double-digit play drives, and they were just marred by penalty flags on such a consistent basis. So I like seeing their signs of growth there. Luther Burden, in his most extensive action and involvement in the game plan this season, a couple of the drops that he had, surprising. I'm sure he's disappointed by that. But then also the trust the Bears continued to show in him, getting him the football. And one of those moments just shortly after what could have been a significant drop, they go right back to him on third and 13 with a slip screen. He moves the chains for a first down. So pretty cool to see that happen. We're seeing, again, young playmakers emerging. Colston Loveland had a third and 14 where it's kind of a dump off for a catch and run where he moves the chains. So some of these youngsters doing some big things for the Bears, and of course Caleb Williams as a quarterback, as the signal caller, pulling it all together. Very impressive win, just the latest for your first place Chicago Bears. Another victory that they have, but now the first one they have had in the NFC North Division. They're at the top of the division standings. So soak that up and enjoy it, Bears fans. Tune in all day tomorrow for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Judson Richards will be live starting at midnight, followed by Mully and Haw at 5:30 right here on The Score. I will be on the midday show tomorrow with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, talking about my observations from the Bears today in yet another victory with their 7-3 record. But for tonight, the Bulls road trip continues in Utah against the Jazz. Pre-game coverage is coming up at 6:45, tip-off at 7 on The Score, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network presented by Heli Forklifts. Appreciations and salutations to all of you for listening in, and to my guy Tyler Butterball on the ones and twos. I'm Anthony Herron. This has been the Post Show on the all-powerful Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.